Mark Levin hammers Rittenhouse prosecution. This prosecutor's ass should be in front of an ethics committee. By Jeff Poor on November 12, 2021. Conservative talker and Fox News Channel, FNC. Life, Liberty and Levin host Mark Levin hammered the prosecutor in the Kenosha, Wisconsin trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, who is on trial for homicide, during an appearance on Thursday's broadcast of FNC Hannity. Levin argued the prosecutor should face repercussions for his behavior in the courtroom. He also took issue with the way some in the media have covered the trial. Transcript as follows. Levin, I think as a people we have to conclude that the media in America today are racist, they are corrupt and they are evil. They have no intention of reporting the news. They have no intention of seeking to be objective or impartial. We have seen that for years now. And the American people hold the media in this country in contempt. The problem is you have these massive corporations like AT&T owns CNN. Comcast owns MSNBC, you can go down the list. And they basically immunize these phony news/propaganda outfits. So it doesn't matter if they get ratings, it doesn't matter what they say. When you watch the kind of people MSNBC has its ass hosts, Joy Reid, a flat-out bigot. And you watch the other people they bring on, this Michael Eric Dyson and others who just are predictable in the outrageous and poisonous things that they say. I believe the media in this country is helping to fuel riots. It's helping to fuel divisiveness, it's helping to fuel hate in this country. And you can see we're at each other's throats, where that wasn't really the case before. And they work with the Democrat Party, they promote Haakon Pressley and Tlaib and Omar. These are anti-Semites, these are bigots, you can see Joe Biden does their bidding with his executive orders. It's just appalling the use of Jim Crow when the Republican legislature is actually putting in statutes that are more liberal than what they have in Democrat Delaware where Joe Biden spent his entire life. And more of this is going on, they are mainstreaming bigotry. When you see the way they treated the Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, the things they said about her, if it was a white person talking about a black person, they would be banned and they should be banned. The things that are said on the House floor, about white people and Jews and so forth, people should be expelled. This prosecutor in this case against Kyle Rittenhouse needs to have ethics complaints filed against him with the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. I went back and I looked at these charges. These charges are not acceptable, they're thin. To bring charges within 36 to 48 hours of a case like this, before you actually have an opportunity representing the state to get all the facts, to get all the information, to make a determination of what you should do. Your job as a prosecutor is to get to the truth. You represent the government, you represent the state. And so, what's happening here is these prosecutors that Soros puts in, or they're just weak on their own, they respond to the mob. And right now, we have mob justice depending on who you're and what the situation is. Even tonight, in Kenosha, the police are preparing for possible violence if the jury doesn't rule the way the mob wants them to rule. The way the media want them to rule, the way Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats want them to rule, the way LeBron James and other Democrats want them to rule. This kid went on the stand, and he defended himself. He defended his freedom, and he was superb. If you're guilty as hell, trust me, you're not going to go on that stand. And he withstood the lies and the attacks by the prosecutor, trying to trick him. He's 18 years old. He was absolutely outstanding. He defended himself. If this kid hadn't shot Rosenbaum, he'd be dead. If this kid hadn't shot Huber, he'd be dead. If this kid hadn't shot Grosskreutz, he'd be dead. Now, we keep hearing about this kid. Oh, he had rounds in his rifle. What should he have? 10? Oh, he crossed state lines to go to Kenosha. First of all, he didn't, and so what if he did? His father lived there. Why is he the one that's on defense? Why is he the one that has to explain himself to the media? They don't tell us about Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum grabbed the barrel of the rifle. Now, who is this guy? He's prohibited from possessing or with firearms. He had sex with a minor, gruesome grotesque sex with a minor. He's a bail jumper, 2 domestic abuse charges. That's Rosenbaum. You haven't heard about Rosenbaum. How about Huber, hits him in the head, chases him with a skateboard. That's like a bat, then hits him in the neck with a skateboard. Who was he? Well, among other things, he was a domestic abuse repeater. Well, shouldn't people know that? Who's Grosskreutz? Just this poor guy who was walking around carrying a pistol? Why did he carry a pistol? Why did he aim it at this kid's head? He wasn't provoked. He chose to do that himself, and as he said on the stand, that's when he got shot. So my view is this is disgusting. And what about the governor of Wisconsin? The president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, called the governor when Kenosha was burning and said, "I will agree to send in more National Guardsmen because you can't defend the city." He said no. Why isn't he responsible for anything? The rioters are responsible for anything. And this damn disgusting media that tries to turn American against American. It is outrageous. Joe Scarborough, if he had been black, he wouldn't be treated this way. Well, he was white, the three men who attacked him were white. Two of whom died from shots were white, the one that was shot in the arm was white. What is Joe Scarborough, the whitest guy on TV, even talking about? What in the hell does this have to do with race? The issue is whether this Kyle Rittenhouse, this young man, had a right to defend himself? And the answer is absolutely yes. It's not that the prosecution was incompetent. They were politically motivated. They did not have a case. That's why they resorted to violating the Constitution and the judge's orders. And that's why this prosecutor's ass should be in front of an ethics committee in the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.